Sabbath Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Vav, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis on the second line, Bavuna B'Shem Rav. Bavuna B'Shem Rav, Hakol Moedin B'Zerik Shehu Chayev. Bavuna, quoting Rav, said that all agree that one who throws from a Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabin through a Kamenis is liable. Dira Kolhu Shein Avi Kamenis Kamar Moshe. Because all agree that the air is not like it forming to say that it's as if it rests in the air. Omar Pligan, Bemitzi, Ben Avai, Poiter, Rechom, Chayvim. What do they argue about one who is Mitzi carries from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabin through a Kamenis? Ben Azai exempts and Chachomim obligates. Ben Azai Obad Hamahalech Kamaniach. Rabban Liabdi Mahalech Kamaniach. Ben Azai considers one who walks be like one who places. And Chachomim don't consider one who walks be like one who places. Chifta Shalav Avuna, Al Dazid Ben Azai, In Adam Mishchayev, say Al Dabadamus La Oilam, the Yase Kimoshe Nicha Al Kol Amar Va'ama, Yehi Potter. Chista asked Rav Huna, according to Ben Azai, a person that would never be liable for going 4 amas, carrying something 4 amas in Rosh HaRabim, who is considered like one who rested every amma with every step, and he should be exempt. And no one doesn't answer this question. Yehuda b'shem Rav, Hakol Moedim, B'Moitzi Shu Prata, Tivakol, Hu Shemahalech Kamaniach. And Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, gave a second opinion that all agree that Moitzi is exempt, all agree that one who walks is like one who does Hanocha. Omar Pligin, Bezoek, Ben Azai, Poiter, Chachomim, Chayvin, Ben Azai, Obad, Avir, Kamalis, Kamamasha, Rabbanon, Loyabdin, Avir, Kamalis, Kamamasha. Or do they disagree about one who throws? Ben Azai exempts, and Chachom obligates. Ben Azai considers the air above a Kamalis as if it's full, and Rabbanon do not consider the air above a Kamalis as if it's full. Nisim Messiah Ledain, Masnisim Messiah Ledain. The advice that supports the first opinion, and the advice supports the second opinion, meaning the two explanations of Chista and Rav Yehuda Amarav. Masnifim Messiah le Rav Yehuda, to say, Hayomen Rosh HaRabim Mezorak Ladir Oy Lesar Dech Kamalis Chayev Vim Hoitzi Potter. The advice that supports Rav Yehuda is that if one was standing in Rosh HaRabim and threw into an enclosure for animals, via a Kamalis, he's liable. If he was Moitzi, he's exempt, because we assume that the Stam, and we assume that the Stam Tosefta is like the Chachomim. Since the Messiah, Le Rav Huna, should say, and Moitzi Eichlin, Benosnam, Ala Skupa, Ben Shechazor, Eitzim, Ben Shechazim, Acher, Potter, Shloy Osa, should say, Melachtoi, Bevasachas. Advice of the Port of Huna. If one was Moitzi food and put it on the threshold, whether he later took it out to Rosh HaRabim himself or someone else took it out, he's exempt because Malacha was not done at once. I am Asa Malachtoi B'Vasachas Chayev. So we can infer, had he done his Malacha at once, he would be liable. And as I say, Afilu Asa Shisim Malachtoi B'Vasachas Partner. And as I say, that it says that even if he did his Malacha at once, he's exempt. Aha Taninan. Bimei Oime Vaisa Shabbat Vaisiri. Ba'amulai, Enai Hashem, Shizechayev, Mishim Mahalech, Zechayev, Mishim Maniach. And we can ask from our Mishnah where Meir says, if it was Shabbos and he was Moitzi the food, and then they said to him, this liability of Shabbos is different because this is due to walking, and this is liable only for Hanocha, for putting down. Adas de Rav Huna, Deloi, Kabin Azai, Adas de Rav Yehuda, Deloi Kabin Azai, Deloi Kabonon. According to Rav Huna, the Rabbanon who argue are unlike Ben Azai. According to Rav Yehuda, they are unlike Ben Azai and unlike Rabbanon as well, because Rav Yehuda said that all say that one who walks is like one who does Hanacha. Amar Chinna Manu, which is Amuloi Chachamim, Shehen Kishitas Ben Azai. Rav Chinna answered that, who said so to Rav Meir? It's a Chachamim who hold even like Ben Azai. I mean, he didn't eat while walking, rather he was on the threshold, partially inside, and his mouth outside, like Rav Yehuda answered earlier. Rav Yochanan, boy, haya oimed Rosh HaRabim, yuzak kidim v'kalta, mahu. Rav Yochanan asked, if a person was standing in Rosh HaRabim and he threw and caught it before he landed, what's the law? Rav Yochanan says, kalta acher, kalta kelev, oishe nisafer potter. The Gemara says back, well, do we not learn from a Mishnah? If someone else caught it, or a dog caught it, or it burned before it landed, then he's exempt. Veshmu b'shem v'zeira, v'chitef, kein, ha'im kalat, v'chayev, ma bein nachal ha'aretz, v'nachal ha'seich, yadai. Rabbi Yitzhak, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that the Mishnah discusses the one who snatched it from the air before it completed its course. If he stood where it was going to land and caught it, the thrower is liable. What's the difference whether it landed on the ground or in the hand of one who stood there and caught it? So here, if he snatched it, he's exempt, but if he caught it, he should be liable. Taman, lama v'chayev, taman hu zorak v'ache kibel, v'amhocha hu zorak hu kibel. The answer is they're different. There, why is he liable? Because there he threw and someone else caught. However, here, he threw and he caught. It landed in the same place that it started, and there's a reason to be exempt. Matei pshitale shehu shesei chayev, ilu zorak v'yamin v'hitzi v'kolat v'smol, shema ein achayev v'nadim v'kiv. The answer is it should be obvious that he's liable. If he threw with his right hand and caught with his left hand, is he not liable? Because from the law of completing hotzar in the mouth, Chacham agree that he's liable, just the whole that it's not considered liability due to eating. If the mouth not considered like another person, yet also his left hand is like another person. שזורק בימין וקלט בשמאל, שהוא חייב, ומאסליח אלי וזורק בימין וקלט בימין. Bidden said that it's obvious to Birchanan that if he threw with his right hand and caught with his left hand, they'd be liable. He asked about one who threw with his right hand and caught with his right hand. One of the Kisarin, Rabbi Shammai, Vishem Rabbi Acha, Apilu, Zorak Bimin, Kalat Besmol, Sfich Alei, Chayev. One of Kisarin, quoting of Shammai, quoting of Acha, said that even if he threw with his right hand and caught with his left hand, he needs to ask whether he's liable. The Oni is Chayev Kois if he was intentional, and Nisa if he was warned, and Chatas if he was Shogeg, and the Balabais is exempt. In Tema Piv, or Piv Ken Cho'ich Leka'achehu, on Hocha Yodei Ka'achehu. If you say that we can learn from his mouth, means we can distinguish his mouth, since he's liable only after he eats it, if like someone else. However, here, is his hand like someone else? Surely it's not. It's as if it landed in the same place it started, so perhaps he's exempt. Man a boy me'ata ha'itzi k'goy gris b'shtei yadov yei potter m'shem shnayim sh'osim melocha achas. Man asked that, if so, the one who says that from the right hand to the left hand is liable, because like two people, then if he was mo'itzi a k'goy gris with both his hands, he should be exempt, because like two who did one melocha. Amalei v'chir ba'ada v'dar hu ba'aseisa v'lei kein tani yoche cha'asa chayev shnayim Shloisha Shasu Paturim. And Achir Ba'ada answered that this Ba'aseisa, which is an individual who did in Avira, the Pasuk says, was it not taught that an individual who did is liable and two or three who did it are exempt?